Farmer groups like the Dairy Business Association and the Wisconsin Corn Growers Association called on GOP lawmakers to support PAF. Kara O'Connor from the Wisconsin Farmers Union said her group also wants to see legislators advance qualified cabinet nominees. But she said PAF also needs to reverse his decision from last week and move forward on updates to the way local governments can regulate large livestock farms.
What citizens are expecting is for the legislature to behave in a reasonably bipartisan way and for state agencies to advance rules that are the will of the people.
PAF announced Friday that changes to the livestock siting rule would not be considered by the DATCAB board this week. The rule update has been opposed by large livestock groups and some GOP lawmakers. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.